morning rush. Mohamed Elmi runs iStar Restaurant in North Etobicoke. It's one of the restaurants in the city serving up food late into the night and early in the morning for people in the community who are celebrating Ramadan. Mohamed joins us now. Hi, Mohamed.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's it like for you this morning? What's it been like this weekend?
It's been a very busy weekend. Everybody getting excited. We almost get into our 12th day of Ramadan. Ramadan is close to midnight now. And people are excited to come and break the fast and also come in late at night for suhoor.
When are you sleeping, Mohamed?
Normally, I sleep like around this time when I'm done work.
Okay. Like, you would go to sleep. So we're keeping you awake, is what you're saying.
Basically.
Yeah, that's
right. Yes.
And tell me, just what is it like, because as many people will know, during Ramadan, there is a fast between sunup and sundown. And so as a result, there are feasts after the sunset. People try to eat in the morning before the sunrise. What does that mean for someone like you running a restaurant?
It means so much to me and everyone at SR Restaurant. We provide a safe space for everybody to eat, relax, have a good time with their friends. You know, at this time, we're not only giving food for our customers, but we're also contributing to the community and creating a sense of togetherness where everybody's welcome, regardless during Ramadan or after Ramadan.
And what are people picking up? Tell us about favorite foods.
Oh, people are picking up our culture food, which is called sor. Sor is made out of white cornmeal. So they have that with milk or traditionally rice, pasta alongside with goat meat in the body, beef stew, their wraps. So everybody is different. So we make sure we tailor to everybody to the taste.
Now, I've been to your restaurant. It's been a couple of years. I had to look it up this morning. I didn't know that I was going to be speaking with you, but I think I had a roti there. I think it's been a couple of years since I was there, and I remember it being very popular when I was there.
Thank you very much. You must have the wrap. That's very popular.
Yes, it was very good. I quite enjoyed it. So you talk about how your restaurant is contributing to a sense of community during a very important time for the community, during Ramadan. Tell me about that it is a gathering place, people are coming together. What is it? How do you see the community coming together?
It's a great honor to be able to be a staple hub for the community, for the people that already been here, and for the newcomers to have a place where they feel close to home, be able to eat food that their mom used to make it. It's a great feeling. I can't describe it words.
Are you involved in preparing the food yourself, Mohamed?
Definitely, I am. Yeah. I'm part of the team that's the kitchen.
What time did you start this morning? Or did you just not stop at all last night?
No, I start around 1 p.m.
You start around 1 p.m.? Okay,
1 p.m.
You start around 1 p.m. preparing food. People are going to start eating around, what, 8 o'clock? 8 p.m.?
Close to 8.
Yeah. And then are you serving pretty well all night? Do you have a break at all?
Definitely, I do have a break, but my team is with me, so I'm great that I have a strong team that's able to execute what we do day in and day out.
How do you keep your energy up during this time?
A passion. Passion keeps me going.
Yes, I can imagine that very much. I have always thought, and people in Scarborough are going to get mad when I say this, but I've always thought that some of the best food in this city can be had within 15 minutes of the Toronto airport, that there's something about that circle, and you're within that zone. What do you think it is about all the different kinds of food that you can get near the airport?
I would say the most... What makes that happen is the diversity, the multicultural people that are, you know, close to this within the region. So that makes it happen.
Because I imagine some of your customers also work at the airport, too.
Definitely. Most of them are from the airport, Uber drivers, taxi drivers. So all of those people that serve the community.
And what do you want your community to know What is the message that you would like to send to your broader community and to this city during this important time of Ramadan?
I wanna say Ramadan Mubarak, and hope to see you on Eid Day. And thank you everybody for supporting us and for being there for us since 1999.
Absolutely, it's amazing, Mohammed. It's so good to have you on the program. Thank you for giving us some of your time when you could be sleeping. And Ramadan Mubarak to you as well.
Thank you, Ramadan Mubarak to you too, and thank you everybody.
That is Mohammed Elmi, who is the owner of the iStar restaurant in North Etobicoke. 6:19 a.m. right now. We're going to check in with Jennifer Allen on Traffic and Transit.